I'm here in Studio 1A, but of course, I'm not alone. I'm not just here all by my lonesome. I'm here with Austin's King Warbler. Their new EP is out, and they're playing an EP release show Saturday at the Electric Church. They'll be joined by Marianne, Mama Hawk, and the Hermits. Guys, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Oh, man. What are we going to hear first?
This is Leave You Be.
Close as I can, and there's no going back. I see all that I lack. Part of the waterfall frozen and cracked, falling in pieces in the place where you sat. Streak of the color I painted of you bleeds down into my shoe. Misunderstanding, standing on through. Lean on delusions till they turn true.
Yeah.
Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A, and that great chirping you just heard is from Austin's King Warbler. They've got a new EP, and the release show for that EP is this Saturday at the Electric Church. They'll be joined by Marianne, Mama Hawk, and The Hermits. That is a really, really great lineup. That is freaking fantastic.
We're excited.
I'm sitting here talking to Jack Van Norman, the main warbler, the king warbler himself, you might call him.
Yeah, maybe. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I suppose so. I do feel more like a small bird than a king, but.
So, you, first of all, can you introduce us to these other great guys?
Yeah, this is Jesse Liberty here on the guitar. You can't see him, I'm gesturing though. This is Taylor Turner on the bass, and then Sam Howden on the other guitar, and Rishi Vajakal back there on the drums.
And Jack, you and, I mean, if not most of you, all of you guys have play in a bunch of bands around town. You guys are all mostly Studio 1A veterans yourselves and other riots. Where else have we heard you guys playing? Jack, I know you play, are you still playing with Ruby and the Reckless?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Where else have we seen you around town?
Well, let's see. Sam and I used to be in a band called Modal, a hip-hop band, and...
Yeah, this is Taylor. Taylor and Jack and Rishi all went to high school together.
Oh, that's true also.
Answering my next question, where did King Warbler begin?
Where did it begin? Yeah, in high school, we just started fluttering around, and Taylor was just a relentless chirper, wouldn't quit with the bird noises, and so we just finally decided to start a band about it, I guess. And then just as we were flying... these few other fellow small birds. Well, sorry, that's just my synthesizer chiming in, chirping in, maybe. Anyway, birds, yeah.
So you guys, three of you guys have known each other since high school, but King Warbler certainly hasn't been around that long. So when did King Warbler start?
Probably, let's see, like a year and a half ago. And then pretty immediately we went to record the first record called Rozanki that we released last year. And then we've been playing ever since. So it's been about a year and a half.
Excellent. And so from that first LP, I mean, getting together and putting out an album that quickly is incredibly impressive, and especially one the quality that Rozanki is. So between last March and now, what's changed? Has anything changed in how you guys write together? Or is it just completely your brainchild, Jack? What's going on?
No, I think the first record was a fair number of backlogged songs that I had kind of in my pocket, and I was looking for a way to put them out. And this EP is much more just a product of collaboration and different people bringing in different parts, and then me writing words to that, or we just throw stuff around and... Yeah, so it's definitely moving towards a more collaborative direction.
Excellent. We're in Studio 1A with King Warbler. Tell us about your influences. Mostly, who would we be surprised to hear you're influenced by?
Ooh, surprised. I'm full of surprises. I'm just trying to pick one. I guess my biggest influence is Neil Young, but I don't know how surprising that is. I guess maybe Jackson Browne too, on account of a lot of people don't like him on account of he's mellow, but I like the way that he's mellow, and trying to be less mellow, but that's probably why I'm mellow, is because of him.
Excellent. King Warbler has a new EP out. There's a release show behind that this Saturday at Electric Church. They'll be joined by Marianne, Mama Hawk, and The Hermits. What are we going to hear next?
This is a song called Down the Wire, Part 1. Step into the light.
could be all you want. I did it in a dream. I saw you wake up long. I'd like to know what that means. Glad I came down this wire. Hear my name. Hold on tighter. Glad I drank liquid fire. Now colors change, shadows brighter. Scenery sinking. Unless you hold on to your eyes. Everything overwhelming. You won't have to deal with it for longer than a lifetime. Forgot about my limited sight. Glad I came down this wire. Hear my name. Hold on tighter. Glad I drank liquid fire. It pours like
That's Austin's King Warbler here in Studio 1A. They've got a new EP out and a show supporting that new EP that's going to happen Saturday at Electric Church. They'll be joined by Marianne, Mama Hawk, and The Hermits. Jack Van Norman and crew, thank you guys so much for being here today and bringing us the great bird song of of our day. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Jake Perlman, assisted by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Gabriel Perez. We've also got Jorge Sanlueza in here, and Andrea Garcia, and our awesome Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. You can check out this interview, both the songs you've heard, and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Fading quickly.
silhouette of what you were. Slips into your sight on the day of your birth. Starts to be a haunting. Your failures like a passing ship. You are like a friend of mine. The right amount of alcohol.